where are we on the quotative like? Not as in, I told him I really like him, but as in, I told him like I like you. The usage only surfaced in the 1990s, but it spread. Writer Britt Peterson researched the quotative like and joins us. And Britt, we're like, so glad.
I'm like so glad as well.
Well, let's further define. We're not talking specifically here about the word like to express an inner emotion, as in, like I'm all nervous. This is about, again, talking about talking.
Well, there are a lot of different ways that like gets used. And I think the broad use of like is one reason people cringe when they hear like. So there's like the hedging like, which is when your teenager says, it's like 40 degrees outside, or my homework is like so hard tonight. And that's what we're more used to, is hearing these likes that are just dropped every three words sometimes. But the quotative like is actually really different. The quotative like is used to introduce a quote, or it can be sort of a state of being when you're saying words that express how you feel. So I'm like, oh my God. It doesn't mean someone said, oh my God. It means that was how you felt. You felt, oh my God. Or it can be something much more complex. You know, someone will say, when my mom said this, I was like, and then they'll post a photo, or they'll post a link, or they'll post an animation.
And then again, there's the like, as in talking about talking, the one-time like, as said, as in, she was like, your appointment's at 1. And you found that this is happening more and more. You say, after talking to a lot of linguists, that these likes are brilliantly functional grammatical accommodations.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other phrase that really does what I'm like does. It's not I said, it's not I thought, it's all of these and more.
And well, and it has a companion in African American English, or AAE, a grammatically distinct variety, you write. The Linguistic Society of America met, and researchers there presented a paper that took seriously the phrase be like, which is more used in the African American community.
Right. I be like, where the be is not conjugated, is often used, and it's sort of a sister version of I'm like. The meaning is distinct from I'm like. When you say I be like, you're talking about something that didn't just happen just now. You're not talking about a present sense exactly. You're talking about something that happens habitually. So if you say she be like clean your room, it doesn't mean that it happens now. It's not, you're not saying that she's like clean my room right now. You're saying that it happens regularly. It happens every day. And that's something that in mainstream English actually requires a lot of work to get there. You have to say she said habitually clean my room, or she said every day clean your room. Which is much less efficient than she'd be like, clean your room.
Well, you talk to many linguists who trace this from sort of the Frank Zappa Valley Girl of the 1980s, where the word like was more about emotions, to the 90s, where it was more about, as you said, trying to express talking to someone, and that now every English speaker in the world is using it?
So linguists have looked at this usage all around the world, and it pops up basically everywhere English is spoken. People have looked at it in New Zealand, in Jamaica, in Canada, all across the UK. Basically everywhere English is, I'm like also is. And it's spoken by all age groups in all of these places. There are often little regional variants like we see in African-American English, but it appears in all of these places.
Well, and what do linguists tell you about that? You know, it's just cringe-inducing.
Yeah.
To certain people.
Well, you should see the comments on my piece. I mean, people really, this piece really got under people's skin. People just didn't like reading about this phrase. Just the use of the word like really, really bugs people.
Well, and the fact that linguists are taking it seriously.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think people just find it annoying. It just gets under their skin. But I think it's here to stay. And I think it's basically just because it is so functionally useful. It does so much. It's hard to think of any other usage except some things like I go or I'm all that are really substitutes for I'm like. I found Michelle Obama actually using it on TV. She was talking about the problems going on a date with the president's motorcade. She says, he's like, I'm going to take you and we're going to go out on a romantic dinner. And I'm like, is the ambulance coming? So at this point, you know, the first lady's using it. It's not just teenagers in California anymore.
Well, you spoke to a Texas linguist, Patricia Cooker Avila, who said she tells her students, eventually all the people who hate this kind of thing are going to be dead, and the ones who use it are going to be in control. Is that a common view of linguists?
Yeah. yeah.
I am hearing some listeners cheering and saying, like, yeah. And I'm hearing others saying, over my dead body.
Well,
which, as she said, that might be when it happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Britt Peterson, a Washington Post writer. We'll link you to her column in the Boston Globe. Linguists are like, there's a reason it's popular, the quotative like. Britt, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.